every single day that we live and we go out into the world and do the routines we do, go to the job we have, talk to the people we see, we're always going to be tested. We're always going to have something that's trying to test us. And it is our duty on how we keep ourselves composed and whether we're going to react in a positive or negative way. Welcome to the Uncaged Podcast. I'm Andy. I'll be your host as we talk about all things mindset, motivation, and becoming the version of yourself you truly want to become. This is episode 10. I kind of can't believe we're at episode 10, but I appreciate if you've been following along, and I hope you've been enjoying the previous episodes. I'm really excited for the episodes to come because I've got amazing people coming on that are going to share their experience and give you some more tips and tools. And hopefully you find something that resonates that you can use so you no longer have to feel stuck with how you are or the life you live and feel like all of the challenges and problems you face just seem to swamp you. Now today for episode 10 is going to be all about self-control and certain systems that you can put in place to rely on and trust that help you with the idea of self-control when it comes to challenges in your life, navigating through problems, or even catching yourself. Now, when I say self-control, I'm also saying emotional control, because in the end, how we feel can really, really change how we act. And the beautiful part is, you can decide how you react regardless of how you feel. And that is what emotional control and self-control is. And sometimes a lot of the problems that arise can be from how we reacted in the first place, how we allowed our emotions to get in the way and we didn't see it for how it truly was. And then this tiny thing, we don't even need to call it a problem, gets amplified and turned into a big issue rather than just seeing it for what it is and deciding how you want to be, how you want to feel and carry yourself. So emotional control is at the root cause of the self-control. You want to have complete control over yourself and the way you react and respond in situations. Learn to understand your emotions. Learn to recognize them. But on top of that, you want to also have the idea of how you want to feel and be and act in a given day, every day. The more you know that, the more you will no longer tolerate within yourself the ways you respond and you give your power away in a negative manner to others purely from a reactive point of view. So learning about yourself is absolutely key. And this goes back to the old episodes, sitting with yourself, getting to know yourself in the sense of how you normally think. What do those thoughts lead to in your actions? And all of this stuff ties in, but now we're getting to the self-control part, but we get to use the tools from the previous episodes in a practical manner. If you're watching this, there's something about you you would like to change, but you need to be real with yourself. No longer avoid these things you know do not allow you to live the way you want to live, how you want to feel and act, the person you want to be. And that ties into so many things. But for today, a practical step of becoming aware of these things, of what situations make you feel a certain way, the thoughts you have that lead to the feelings you don't like, write them all down. It's a task. Write it down so you can see it. What this does is it begins to prompt your mind to become aware that this happens. So then when it comes up in your day-to-day, you can spot it quicker, and then you get to use the tool from the previous episodes of catching yourself so that it doesn't take a grip in your life and cause you to react the way you normally react that you don't prefer. I'm going to call this out now though. If you do not take the effort to try and become aware of the things that you know quote unquote trigger you or make you react a specific way, you can guarantee it's going to continue to go that way. You can talk about it all you want until you actually consciously put the effort in to make a change. nothing's going to change. So do the activity as a starting point. If you would like to become more aware of these thoughts that cause you to react a certain way, that breaks your self-control, and you feel like you lose control in those moments, write them down. Something happens, write it down. I'm sure if you really spent the time to put pen to paper or type it into your phone in your notes, you'd actually be able to see all these things and go, wow, that happens a lot. And then the more that you get to see that, you'll be walking in your day, interacting in your day, and you'll start to see when they come up. And that is the magical moment where you get to make the change. And the more often you make the change and you step in before those old reactions kick in, things start to change. And remember, it's not all about the physical world. It's not you, how you pick up rubbish or do anything or clean or any activity physically. It's also in here, but it is the same either side. How you think can be recognized before you go and act a certain way physically. That can be recognized before the old way of reacting kicks in. So try and do the work where it comes to becoming aware of what these things are in your life specifically, because in the end, these are the things that get you. But the problem or the challenge is that we seem to want it to be more complex, and this solution I've just given you is quite simple. But what if that fixes a lot of things? This can be about achieving a goal. It can be you want to be at a certain body weight, you want to be as strong, you want to have the confidence, but you don't want to go and do the work it takes to exercise, get put into social scenarios where confidence is demanded. There's your easy solution. Put yourself in the situations that challenge you to break the old comfort zones, and you get to work on these activities that help with self-control. But until you do those things, you're going to continue acting the same way, and you can expect life to be the same. One of my favorite thing, when you finally start to take control of your life, you'll realize just how much control you can have over how you feel and act, the things in your life. The people around you don't have that power anymore because you know it's you controlling how you feel and act. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my system, the system that I have found to work really well. There's little tweaks you can make personally to it, because in the end, you're going to gravitate to what's going to work best for you, and that is perfectly fine. You can either go directly to the source of problems, or you can figure out a way to make the challenge or the problem seem smaller and easier to approach to then solve. So my system with this, first off, if you're finding that you don't have self-control and you feel like you lack self-control, we first need to become aware of the things that we feel like we don't have control over. We need to see what those things are, like the one I just gave before. Writing down these things on paper for you to look at, or typing them into your phone for you to see, does something in your brain, puts it into your awareness in the sense of, hey man, wow, this is something that's actually there. And what that does then, when you go into your life, you'll begin to see what you can change before they actually kick in. You'll start to pick them up before they take a hold of you and make you react the old way. Now, this is a process, because remember, it's persistence. You got to be constantly on this. And that, as I've always said, in the beginning, it is the hardest. But if you're like me and you want to be better and you want to constantly be improving for the reason of helping the people around you and for you to live your best life, then this is definitely something to put your energy towards. And you can call it whatever you want for the activity. You can say that it's shadow work or whatever it is, because it is the thing that underlines all of your actions and thoughts and how you feel on a day-to-day. This is going to help in the future step when you're in your day-to-day and you can utilize your new awareness of these things that you know you react with, and you can choose to change how you react to those specific things when you know you're going to encounter them. So step two, when you're in your day-to-day, and let's say you've got your normal routine, you go to work, or you, even when you wake up, that can be when you react a specific way, just because you woke up, rather than looking for problems or whatever it is that you do that you don't like, or in any scale, you then get to refer to your list because it's in your awareness, and you know that that's normally what you do. So you had a pre-plan to go in and change how you react, breaking the mold of the pattern, changing the routine. The more you intercept, you get to put in how you like to feel, how you prefer to act. And then all you have to do, it's quite simple, walk the walk. Do the task of acting that new way. Now, something can happen here. Because when you change any habit or pattern, or whatever it is, you're going to feel a bit of resistance because it's against what you normally do. Keep going, even if you feel a certain way about it, because it feels unknown, you just want to react in a negative manner. Keep pushing the positive. Keep pushing the positive. Don't allow it to beat you. I'll tell you a little game. This is a little bit strange. If that happens to me, I know for a fact, for me personally, I'm going up against my own bitch voice, the one that complains, the one that constantly wants the easy way out, the one that doesn't want to do anything, is lazy as. I know I'm going up against that one that's not going to progress. The person that I do not want to be is going to win and take over. Now, if you're competitive, leverage the hell out of that. For me, I will not allow that at all. I will do my best. Now, if it sneaks up on me and beats me, you won this time, but I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be watching for the next time, and I'm going to be ready to beat it. To beat that bitch voice. Because in the end, if I don't, what do we know for sure? We're going to sit down and we're going to settle for that same old, same old. And if that's okay for you, fantastic. But I'm talking to the people that don't want it anymore. I'm talking to the people that want the better version of themselves, that want to feel better, act better, have that newfound confidence and trust within themselves, and that want to do it, put in the work. So go up against yourself, that's all it is, and don't allow that to win. So keep that at your forefront of your mind to have motivation to intercept these situations where you know you normally lack self-control. That can be in communication with others. It could be in the work you do. It could be how you respond to tasks given to you. It could be anything. It could be how you respond to any kind of responsibility that you hold where you need to do something. Put it however you need. In the end, the universal tool that you can use is the intercepting factor, becoming aware of it, and then knowing this is where it normally kicks in. Let's be ready. And if it doesn't, awesome. But if it does, at least you were ready because it was in your awareness. This isn't a hard task. All it is choosing to act a different way. For me, I'll give you my basic example. If I used to get the bill, the fine, or whatever thing I had to pay with my money, I would receive it and normally freak out, go into a stress. The stress would make me get all nasally. I'd have a runny nose. I'd get itchy. I went into full fight or flight mode. And I did not like that at all. I didn't even like that something like a bill could make me turn that way. But that's how simple these things can be. It can make us stress just from the idea of it. And it takes a hold on us in a way where it's negative. So for me, my thing was, all right, I received a letter in the mail. This could be a bill. All right, what's the better version of rather than stressing out? I'm going to look at it. I'm going to pay it. I'm going to do my absolute best to just do whatever I can to get past this point. Cool, no worries. I can play a game with it. I can say, oh, there's a bill. Seems delusional, but it's better than the negative. At least you were positive. Get rid of those things. Chip away at all of these things that are in your way, just like that. Play the game with yourself and don't allow the old version, the bitch voice, the complainer, to win in those situations. So take control of those things. Something that happens along the way of getting these little wins in, of intercepting where you normally lack self-control in your reactions, is you gain self-trust. If you feel like you lack self-trust, well, number one, you have a complete trust in that you don't trust yourself, so you do trust. But if you feel like you don't trust yourself, this is a sure way to gain that trust, gain that self-confidence, and gain that self-control. Getting these little wins in, these simple little wins, these one percenters, they add up to these things where you'll walk in your day in what is called flow, because you'll be okay. You'll have so much trust in your ability to have an experience, react how you wanted to react in a positive manner, and it not have dominion over you from an outside thing in your world. You controlled your entire situation, yourself. And you can get to that by learning to become aware of all of these things that you know you struggle with and you have lack of self-control over. And then you can begin intercepting them, taking these little wins, and then gaining self-trust, gaining self-control, which, if you do it enough, you start to get proud of yourself, you feel more accomplished, and then, who knows, sky's the limit. That's what I've found. Hey, if I want to do something, I'm like, all right, no problem. Let's figure it out. All right, I'll give you another situation. If you're going in the path, you've been doing all these intercepting, you started to get your self-trust up. Something that will happen as well is, let's say you face a new experience. That new experience might throw you off completely and rock you. Now you got to be ready to then recognize that, holy crap, I really reacted in a way that I didn't like. I'm going to change that for the next time because I was actually on my path of my dream or my goal or whatever the thing is that I want to do. And this new reaction came up. Fantastic. At least you found a new thing that could have stopped you, but you recognized it after the first go. And now next time, you can begin the same process of intercepting. Keep stacking, keep stacking, keep stacking, keep stacking, all the way until you've just got this smooth sailing path where you're always ready, you'll always be aware, and you'll be able to take care of the things that do stump you for the moment and keep moving forward. Now, it sounds pretty good to me. And that is my system that I've used for the last 5 years. As much as I possibly can, any new adventure, any goal, any dream that I'm walking the path on, I'm using this system. And it is working for me. And I know it can work for you. Now, before I talk about this quote, just keep in mind as well, don't convince yourself of the idea that this is just too simple and it's more complex for me. I'm telling you right now, I used to think that way. I used to think that way and I needed it more complex. Someone tell me something more crazy that I'm just different. I'm telling you, just learn to become self-aware. Look at these things, intercept them, actually do the work. Put a conscious effort into it. Get a diary. Like I said, write in your phone, whatever it is that you can start to keep track of these things. And you'll always be able to overcome obstacles, challenges, any problem you face, because you'll be able to change how you react to them all. And when you change how you react, you can change your perspective of everything and you'll see the way forward. So I give that challenge to you now, and I can promise you, if you give it a really good go, it will work. All right, I got my little whiteboard here with my quote on it. Now I gotta try and read this out without stuttering. All right, so this is a quote from Kent Keith. He wrote this in 1968. I heard this the other day and I was like, I really, really like that. And it's inspiring because it makes me just want to keep going forward regardless of the things that happen in the world. And this is it. People are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. What you spend years building, someone may destroy overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough, but give the world the best you have anyway. Pretty good. Thank you for listening to episode 10. I'm excited for the next episodes. They're going to be exciting. I can say excited again because it's just exciting. Thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next one.